Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Okay, we've got a lot of moving parts in the news today. And I don't know what to put at the top of the stack. So I'm going to update you on this one. And then I'm going to tell you, and Dana's going to help me, on this one over here. They believe they know who the person of interest is in Providence, Rhode Island.
They have been identified.
The person has been identified. They have not released the name. We do not know where he is.
Identified, but not identified.
Identified, but not located is probably a better way to put it. And then would you care to tell everybody what's going on your team?
My goodness. We have sadly six people killed in a private jet crash. And friends have confirmed it is a pretty prominent member of the sports racing community.
Longtime NASCAR legend.
And this guy's been around family. I believe wife and two children, according to a friend of theirs, were on board. Now, there are six believed to be dead.
That's probably two pilots.
And so we don't...
Or a pilot and a friend of the family.
We do not know any more than that, other than the plane took off somewhere adjacent to a golf course. And I only mention that because when the plane took off, it never got above 2,000 feet. And there are witnesses on the ground that said, we saw the belly of that plane and it was so low, just flying, that we were like scrambling because we thought it was going to crash.
Before we go any further, let's just be clear. We have not confirmed, and there has been no confirmation, that NASCAR superstar Greg Biffle was on that plane, but the plane was registered to him.
He is the owner of the jet, and according to sources, according to friends of the Biffle family,
it was them.
He, his wife, and his two children were present on the plane.
One of their friends posted, Scott, We are devastated. We were praying it wasn't true, but they were on their way to come see us. They were coming to us for a visit, and sadly, the plane went down.
So
NTSB's on the way.
I don't follow a ton of NASCAR. I'll watch it on a Sunday afternoon or Saturday afternoon. Not a huge fan, but I do enjoy it from time to time. He is a major figure in NASCAR.
He's been racing since 2000, 25 years.
Wow.
He's won.
He's been racing since before then. He won his first championship in 2000 in the Truck Series, won his first Xfinity Series championship in 2002.
He was the 2001 Rookie of the Year, 2002 Most Popular Driver. I mean, he's got tons of awards.
Preliminary flight tracking data shows that the aircraft left Statesville Regional Airport, 45 miles north of Charlotte, around 10 a.m. It was headed to Sarasota, Florida, okay? Mm-hmm. The plane only traveled about 5 miles before trying to turn back. Low clouds and visibility of less than 3 miles were reported in the area of the crash around the time it happened. Some light drizzle.
Which would not be...
The plane never got, you know, the plane never got higher than 2,000 feet, which I was asking Scott off the air. Does that mean they tried to take off and had some sort of catastrophic engine failure?
He is a longtime pilot, so there is a chance that he was the one behind the controls of the plane. And I looked it up just for reference sake. The only thing we have right now is speculation, which we don't want to do too much of. But if there were some sort of engine stall during takeoff, because during drizzle, during conditions like they were facing during that takeoff, a stall is very likely. And the floor, meaning the minimum altitude that you can recover from a stall in that jet, is 1,500 feet.
But I think people think, Sam, you could just glide it down. I mean, this thing came dropping down, crashing like a rock, and burst into flames you can see on radar. It is an inferno. The airport has no control tower, by the way, meaning pilots must self-report their position using a common radio frequency. Which, and everyone is now reporting, by the way, just for what it's worth.
It is Greg
Biffle. It is Greg Biffle, his wife and two children.
Mm-hmm. And we have that confirmed. That is not uncommon. For example, when Maya takes off from Warrensburg at the University of Central Missouri, she does not have an ATC.
Okay.
They communicate in the air to each other. Here's my location. I'm heading in this direction, going so many miles per hour, or knots, or whatever they talk about. They do not have someone in a tower saying, you know, Maya Parks, we have you on descent. You're coming in. The planes have to talk to each other. That's how it works.
Last year, Biffle made headlines when he used his helicopter to deliver essential supplies to survivors of Hurricane Helene. Huh. I also believe I read somewhere he used that chopper to help pluck someone from the floodwaters who was in distress.
So by all accounts,
so he's a pilot.
Yeah, he's a longtime, fantastic pilot.
Pilot and good human,
conditions,
Scott.
I mean, you. The only thing you can do is exercise caution when it comes to conditions, and things happen. A big gust of wind, junk in the fuel line, anything. Yeah.
Which, by the way,
burn strike.
We would be remiss if we did not at least mention the conditions here. If you drive a high-profile vehicle, I don't know that today is the day for you to be out on the road. If you are a semi-driver, I cannot imagine earlier today they were out driving. If you've never met your neighbors and today is trash day, you'll meet them when you get home.
Yeah.
I got up this morning and, you know, I've kind of figured out when the trucks come.
Yes.
So I know that I can get up on Thursday and get the bins out before. And I look down the street and all of the bins are open. I'm like, what the heck? Did they come at 6 this morning?
Nope.
So I put my bins out anyway, and sure enough, at the normal time, all the trucks came. The wind blew every bin open on the street.
I mean, it is something out there.
Well, you know, I put mine out early and brought them in late.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. My trash cans are already in the garage.
Oh, good for you.
But my neighbors to the north, their trash can and half of their trash was in my yard. We will get to the latest on what's going on in Providence, Rhode Island.
We know who dumpy, grainy suspect guy is.
We just don't know where he is. That is correct.
Oh, have they named him now?
Not that I've seen.
Okay.
No.
I don't think they're going to.
Why not? You don't know where he is. People who know him might. Why wouldn't you name him?
Up until now, he is under the impression that they have no idea who he is.
Well, unless he just went online and found out that they do.
Fair.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.